The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Barrington Show. Thank you for joining us on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. So I was told I haven't left the house all day. Anyhow, we are here to raise you to a higher level of consciousness. We want you to tune in and listen to methods in which you could reset and reprogram the way you've been taught and the way we were raised. We can actually press a reset button and go back to the original state, if you're willing. Welcome to the show. You're listening to Barrington on RealityRadio101.com. We aim to wake you up, let you wake up and realize that you're limitless, to see that you are only living with restrictions because somebody or yourself has placed them on you. We were raised under the camouflage and told stories that we have brought with us since we were children into adult years. And now it's concrete within us, and we believe it's the truth and it's the way, because we've been practicing it for such a long time. We've been practicing. Therefore, we have the ability to change that. We have the ability to override the treatment or to override the program that was scheduled for us and allow us to get on our path, the one that's designed for us, by us, to know that we're limitless. And that we could live to our full potential, and we could be the biggest star that we want to be, and we choose the path that we're on. We're given the thoughts, and what we're living today is a thought that we had yesterday. So if we're not enjoying it, we can change that. Wake up. Live your true self. Wake up to know who you are. That's what we aim to do. We're guides. You're guides, you're the gods that exist. Everything out there that you want to be is within your toolbox. Wake up, realize, or learn how to find those tools, and then use them to your advantage. What you are today was just a thought that you had yesterday. What you want to be tomorrow, what you aim for, is a thought that you can simply adjust in your mind to become everything that you want. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show. Thanks to all my old-time listeners and new listeners as well. I always forget during the week to text people and send them my information, because I talk to them about the show and they'll say, send me the information. And sometimes I forget. I'm very sorry, because at times you do find it yourself. There's a lot going on. Just life. Maybe I need to reprogram myself. Thank you very much for joining us. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show. Welcome home. Okay, so we want to talk about the resetting. We want to talk about the ability to reset and start anew. Go back to factory setting where you're not influenced by what's here. You're not influenced by anybody. You're not influenced by any group. You're just coming up to realizing who you are. If that was the case, you would have gotten to that method, that place, very fast and efficiently. But we were influenced, or we're being tugged and dragged and pulled and pushed into areas that we have no desire to be in. It just so happened that we were part of a group, part of an organization, part of a family that says this is the way to do it. And we're realizing that for a lot of us, it's not the truth because we're not happy. And we keep yearning to do something different. We're learning that this path that was supposed to be the right way, it's not actually that way. For that reason, we could reset and learn again how to get onto the tracks that is for you, that you designed for yourself, to deliver the message that you've come to deliver, to do what you're supposed to do. And remember, if you do get a message for mankind, for society, it is your obligation, your reason to deliver that message by any means necessary. To hold it within yourself and not let it out, you're letting everybody else down. And I'm not throwing the heavy guilt trip on you, but actually kind of does sound like that. But you do have an obligation to deliver the message that was delivered to you, for you to pass on, or however it came into your possession, your understanding, your knowledge, your knowing. It is your obligation to pass it on. If you had the cure for the disease that's killing all of us, you have the obligation to pass it on. If you have the method in which we could live an easier life, you have the obligation to pass it on. If you're told a specific message to give to another person, even if they're unaware of it, and to them, you're just a perfect stranger, it's your obligation to deliver that message. You may not be liked, and maybe at some point, people are saying, we should be killing the messenger. It is your obligation to deliver that message. It is coming from a source, and the reason it may be given to you to be passed on to that person is simply because maybe they're not as connected as you are, probability, and you're hearing it and they're unable to hear it. You have an obligation to pass on that message. We're one. This is benefiting you as well as the receiver of that message. You have an obligation to pass on that message. I just have to say that. Having said all that, we do have the ability to reprogram ourselves. And every day we wake up, we follow a symmetrical pattern, a routine. We wake up, and before you get into your vehicle or you're out the door to get to your car, you've done 100 things in a routine, symmetrically, as you did yesterday, or the day before, except maybe not the weekend. But my point is, you fall into this track, you're on a groove, and you follow those two footprints or two tire tracks in the snow for the rest of your life without the ability or even acknowledging it that you may want to make a change. By the time we're in our mid-30s, I think maybe late 30s, we are only living, and the body is conditioned to remember the symmetrical pattern or the routine that we followed thus far. No more thoughts are required. You're going to wake up, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, you're going to do A, B, C, and you go down the checklist, and that's probably where a lot of us are today. We're just following the routine without thought. So easily said, then you could predict the end of your journey because you're on a track. You know where you start. You know the track starts and it ends. It starts at life and it ends at death. And you're on it somewhere following a symmetrical pattern, the routine that you've created through your mind. Your mind created this symmetrical pattern. And if you're somewhere in the mid maybe late 30s, you are now living in the memories that you've created for yourself. The body has become the master now. And the mind has become the slave because it's relaxed. The body remembers everything. And because of the dance or the routine or the steps or whatever it is that you follow, we're forced to remember. The brain, the mind, doesn't have to do its job anymore. You have just created cruise control or autopilot for yourself by the symmetrical routine that you carry. However, you may want change because you may not be enjoying the stage that you're at right now. So you may require change. You can reprogram that, setting yourself into what I call resetting, press and reset. Like when you muff up on your computers, like I do all the time, darn it, you go in and you press reset or your whatever it is. I go in and I press reset because I'm not that good at that stuff. You could do the same thing with you and go back to a part where you're not as influenced. You can erase it. It's going to take some time, but you go to a place where you're not as easily influenced and manipulated as we would have done to our children by telling them stories and creating a path for them and allowing them to follow my way through life because obviously it's the best. That's an egoic thought. Please don't hold on to it. Obviously, it's the best. So we lead them into our directions. Anybody, if you have the ability to manipulate, overbearing, bully, whatever it is, you could sway them to go your way. And that is all a part of the training. We can press a reset to eliminate that. You could press reset and start and create another way, another path. You can press reset and eliminate a lot of what you don't necessarily need. You just think you need it. Or society might be dictating to you that you need it. But if you eliminate all the needs and separate them from the wants, there's going to be a huge pile on one side, and the needs are not the big, is not the bigger of the two piles, what you need. You can reset and recondition and restart and go back to create, no matter what stage you're at in life, where you are in life. All of that ability to press the restart, rescale, reset button will put you back to a brand new state of mind. Obviously, that's the whole purpose of the reset. So if what it is, you're trying to create a new way to get a new job, reset and start again. I won't tell you how to do it. How to lose weight, make friends, get a promotion, whatever it is that you desire. Make sure it is what you desire. Because once you start again, you may not want to go there. However, what we need to do is how to figure out how to reschedule, rewire the body, rewire the brain, rewire the mind. So the thoughts are different. And in doing that, the body in itself will forget the routine and will constantly try to create a new one. Reset. Because if the body remembers the pattern that you're in, how many times have you driven home from work and don't remember how you've done it because you weren't consciously aware of it, you weren't thinking about it, or walking or watching a movie? What happened? But your eyes are open, or the wheels were being turned, or the pedals are being pressed, and all these things. The body remembers the symmetrical pattern that you've created for it. And the mind is now taking the back seat or doing something different. Maybe it's out watching TV. I don't know. But the body has remembered the symmetrical pattern that you've created by the routine that you follow. And don't get me wrong, it could be awesome for you. Could be really awesome. It could be. But if you're not happy with being there, yes, pressing the reset is an option. It is an option. And you have thousands of thoughts that go through your mind every single day. You just need to be able to slow them down And that's a process of setting the reset. Slow them down and allow the body to forget what it wants to do. Forget the, is it weight or is it whatever you're trying to create? And then you create something new, a new habit. And you've heard this many times. In order to get rid of that really bad habit, you have to create another one to replace it in the same spot. So we're going to talk about today how to reset. Because if you can reset, and everybody will say, yes, let me just say this to add to that, is that there is an age restriction because we start at some point and we die at some point. And, you know, when the body gets to a certain point, am I in my 50s going to be able to run like I was 19 again? Probably not. But, but I'm just saying, as far as to reset yourself to see a different focus or a different path in your life, the ability to press to reset, to start again, does exist within all of us, within everybody. If you're hearing me, folks, you're here because you're searching for something. And in doing that, that's a great thing for the two of us. It's a great thing because desire to excel, to exceed, to get ahead, to do whatever you want to do, it is a normal human function. To learn more. It is very normal. We're going to talk about the reset. How do you reset? How do you change the situation? How do you better the position you're in or change it? A better or worse, it's relevance to opinion, but how do you change it? How do you refill the cup? How do you take out the toxin that's in the cup, the bad stuff that's in there, the cup being you and your desires and everything that exists for you? How do you refill it once it's been tainted or spoiled or, you know, overflowing? You have to reset it and you have to empty out those ideas from that cup so you can put in a new idea. And in doing this, the body's going to forget the routine. It has the ability to forget the routine that you laid out for it. That's if you laid out this routine for it, and if you stop feeding it the thoughts of doing this, it will continue to search for something new to do. Bam, there you go. You give him a new task, a new idea, a new way of thinking. And don't allow the original master, the thinker, to become the worker. You have to be able to change this ability and reset is what we aim to do. Thank you very much, everybody. Do we have any?
Yes, we have a couple of emails. Two emails came in. Beth says she's a new listener from Toronto, and Beth says that she heard about you from two of her friends, and she's enjoying the show so far. That's from Beth. Thank you very much, Beth. Damon writes in, Barrington, when I listen, your words are always positive. I love listening to you on Sundays. It makes my day go very, very well. Thank you for the insight. And that's from Damon. And folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Barrington Show right here on Reality Radio 101. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you, Barrington.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary. Okay, so thanks, Beth, for that information and the two friends who made the referrals. I hope that the word gets passed around and inevitably it grows. This is how life is. I always say, from as long as I can remember in my personal life, from the little acorn, the mighty oak grows. And our show is becoming that. It's getting bigger. We're getting more listeners all the time. And we will continue to grow as the word spreads. Now, we're talking all the time, and this is going to Damien about positivity and how to win. I thank you very much for being for listening to the show and your feedback to it. We hope to pass this message on or to let people connect themselves to this show, to any show like this. I'm not that egoic. To any show like this that's going to build you, to allow you to step up, to become the biggest you, the greatest you, the smartest you, the easier to live with, tolerant, and all those things. We want you to live your best life in a simple way. And if somebody else is telling you the truth, listen to it. If somebody else is telling you how to get to that path, please do it. This is the aim and this is the focus. So thank you, Beth, for that. And thank you for being a new listener. Thank you for joining us, and Damien and everybody else as well. Thank you and welcome to the Barrington Show. So we're talking today. Let me talk about a book, The Barrington Awaken and Ascension Guide. It takes you to a newer path and it guides you to your purpose, your true purpose in life, and allows you to find your calling and to know thyself. This book introduces you to spirituality and allow you to see another way, another clear passage for you to journey through life. If the one that you're on, you're not enjoying, and if you are loving it, please share that love with other people so they can be living that great life as well. Awaken Ascension Guide aligns you to your true purpose. Available to you on our website. You could look at it there. You could catch it at amazon.ca. And Awaken, H-E-A-M-I, awaken.com. That's our email address in case you're asking for it. H-E-A-M-I, that's our website. Sorry, pardon me, not the email address. Awaken, barringtonawaken.com. Boy, I'm muffling this up today. barringtonawaken.com. And that's where you could see all the shows, hear all the shows, find out what we've been talking about, see us grow, watch us grow. It's available. Just check it out. If there's stuff there that you enjoy, please tap into it and love it and pass it on. We share it. We're all the same. And the information that you gather out there, you are gathering it for you as well as for me, because we're the same everywhere we go, all of us. Thank you for that. Okay. We're talking about pressing the reset. So what goes to the rescheduling yourself to be able to get to the point where you can reprogram all the things that you have put in, or you may have heard of, or maybe influenced by society, by group, by organizations or clubs that is not serving you the best today. So every minute of every day that you're awake, consciously awake, so the body is our the body is our subconscious, and it's now running the show for us because of what we've put into it. Okay. We've put a lot of thought, a lot of ideas, a lot of feelings, a lot of emotions into this, and it's now running the show for us. So if it's down, you know, your mind's going to be down, and if it's up, by all means, you're going to be skippity doo-dah all the way. So it's running the show because of memory. It is constantly trying to find what is next. What's next? What's next? What's next? And inevitably, you feed it what is next because it is running on what we call the memory of all the thoughts that you've given it. If it's taken you someplace where you don't want to be, well, it was a thought that you put in there someplace for it to happen. We have to stop, settle the brain. This will take a long time to learn. If you want a true test of it, give it about 6 days, 7 days of the same time, same amount of time, and you will start to see the result. So what we're trying to do is trying to stop sending messages to the body. Not the important ones like you need to know how to walk or brush your teeth or comb your hair. Not those messages. I think those have been sent since we were very little. We're talking about what has happened to us since we've become adults or near there. Or maybe, you know, from, you know, young age till whenever. You want to stop sending a message to the body simply because it's following a routine. And nothing in your life is going to change if you're just going to follow the routine. If you want to make that change, you have to create a new pattern, a new routine, a new process, a new something. Empty the brain. Stop thinking of something. Sit still. Don't allow a thought to go across the mind. And when it does, you just let it go because you can't stop them. They're coming at you from every single angle. They're coming at you. So you will have to sit still, hear them, and let them go. Don't think on them. Just hear them and let them go. Now you're meditating. and you do that. Don't hold on to the thought. Just hear them and let them go. Now you're meditating. The body has no instructions from you, no symmetrical pattern for them to lay out. It's just going to be there waiting for the instructions as to what do we do next, or what life are we taking on next? How do we get on this path next? What's next? 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 Perfect opportunity for you to introduce what you would like next. Where do you want to go next? What do you want to accomplish next? How do you feel about you? Really important. Next. So all these ideas are now yours to explore, simply because you've trained or deprogrammed the reset, the memory that you've been carrying for many years, the routine that you followed for many years. Let's say that again. Don't allow the thought that goes through the mind on a consistent to be the dominant thought. Just sit still, idle, let it be, let it float. Allow yourself enough time to break that routine that you're in. It is called meditation. And I've said this from day one, meditating allows you to open up and connect to all that there is. And in doing that, you are allowing the instructor who's giving the thoughts to the body to not get that signal across. I hope you're understanding what I'm saying, what I'm trying to explain. I hope I explained it properly. Never mind that understanding it part. I hope I've explained it properly. You have to allow the body to forget the routine. And once you're doing that, you're meditating. And I said to you on many of the shows, give yourself about 10 minutes a day, 5 in the morning, 5 at night, whatever you can. It doesn't have to be more. You could be laying down. You could be standing up. You could wake up in the morning because that's your best time and go back to sleep. But you need to allow the self to not think on anything. Enough time for you to forget the routine that you follow. And we all follow one. You have to allow enough time to pass for such things to happen. And like I said, at this moment is the perfect opportunity for you to create the new things that you're looking for in life. If you are looking for new things, I'm not that egoic, but if you are looking for another way, allow the mind to stop thinking. Just take a pause as often as you can. And let the goodness of all that there is do what it knows how to do, to connect you to the source that guides you without having to follow a pattern or a dance or routine. That's all. Simple. And I'm going to keep saying it to you. We have a chance, the ability to reset. Press the reset button and start again. Allow what is your given right to be introduced to you. Wherever you are, whatever age you're at, whatever situation you're in, and if you could hear or read this information, you need, and we're all trying to change the pattern in which we think so we could create something that we actually desire. Have we got any more information?
We have two emails. Carl wrote in. He says, I find it hard to meditate sometime because those thoughts come into my head and I try not to think about them, but I can't get them out of my head. Do you have any suggestions as to how I can work that? That's from Carl. And Monica also writes in a question about meditation. She says, how does meditation actually help us? I mean, it's deep breathing, trying to clear the mind, But then we go about our business after meditation, and the same problems and thoughts come in our mind as we're going about our day. So how does it actually help? And that's from Monica, and back to you.
Okay. Monica, okay, yes, you are going to go back to your regular routine, which we all do at some point. But it's sort of, I suppose, an analogy I could use to explain this. It's like refilling your cup. You know, if you pour a little bit out of it and then you refill it with something else, you may not have the great influence that you're expecting. And it's not an overnight thing. The creation of that thought or that pattern or that image didn't happen overnight. So you have to allow, and that would shock you and shock your friends and shock everybody anyway. So you need to allow enough time for you to empty the cup slowly and refill it with what you want. Empty it slowly. Don't throw it all out and try to scoop up something new, because you'll be confused. Like a lot of us would be very confused. So the idea, yes, when you do get up from it and go out with your, go on, and it's a regular symmetrical routine, that's fine. You're doing an amazing job, because you're remembering to get back to it, and then you're following through and you just continue. This will happen. You're not going to sit and meditate for 3 days and wonder why you're not tying yourself in a pretzel, you know, and be that guru mindset. It takes a while for it to happen, but the most important part is for you to acknowledge that it's a journey that you're on. It's a path that you're on. And the quick meditation that you may have done, and I'm not saying how long you've done it, but it takes for a lot of people a long time for them to understand what they're getting from it. Try to use a teaspoon to fill a bucket of water. It will happen. It will happen, but it could take some time. And you do and will appreciate the time that it's taken, because you live in here in a body. You can't speed up this thing. You have to slow it down and get the value from it. And most often it's the people who surround you that points out the differences in you. Pretty much like if you were lifting weights. Most people will notice that your body is changing or losing weight. I don't know. Changing before you will. Because you're so used to you. And a lot of us stand in our own way, blocking what we should be gaining. So let it be. If you are on that path of meditation, don't expect it. And I'm not saying it couldn't, because people who wake up instantly and others who gradually wake up with a stretch and a yawn and do all these things, but it does happen. It does happen. How does it help? It is putting you on the path that you should be on. Your very specific question is, how does it help? It will boost your confidence. It will give you more of an understanding of who you are and what life is all about. It will introduce to you all that there is, all that that exists in this universe could be revealed to you. But the process in which we begin to attain this information is by diving into what we call meditation. Open the door, take the lid off the jar, and allow all that exists to come in, or you to go out to meet it, the you that exists inside of your body. How does meditation help? Wow. I'm sorry, but this show is only going to be for an hour, so I can't tell you all of the ways that meditation helps. It's like how does air have purpose in my life, or how does water benefit me when you're 80% of it? Meditation is the way to connect to all that there is. And the more you do it, the more connected you are and the better you become. I hope that answers the question for you. And I hope I did a good job in explaining it to everyone else who wants to know, how does meditation help? Well, for some people, you know, that I wanted to meditate before I even knew what it was. I was getting messages and signal to get in there and meditate and do yoga, by the way. I used to always get messages to do yoga, and I didn't understand. And both of them were the same. One's a physical, one is a mental. And if you could do yoga too, by the way, that's an amazing method to help you to get on your path. The yoga is a physical part of connecting or correcting the body for what we may have slouched our way into or out of over the years. And if you pay attention, close attention, a lot of animals are doing yoga as you watch them. All babies are doing a lot of yoga every single day because they're adjusting to what is to become. And many of y'all get up old and busy and we just stop doing it. So if you could get into this program of studying yoga and doing it for exercise, it's an amazing exercise. The purpose of it right now is to align you to what you're supposed to be in the physical sense. Of course, it does the mental alignment as well, just like meditation, because it is such as meditation. So Carl, you want to meditate and you want to stop the thoughts from coming. Well, man, if you ever figure that out, please let me know, because I need to know that as well. And everybody else who's listening to this will need to know. And it's not like, oh, I'm in the deep meditate. Oh, I got to bring home milk today. Oh, let it go. Yes. And then you get back on your path and you don't have the things like, oh, did I lock the car? No, let it go. And don't dwell on it. Don't go down the rabbit hole with it. When that thought comes, and it will come in, you just let it go. You don't need to try to follow it and chase it. That's what our show is about today. We're trying to tell you how to stop all that from happening into, and it will allow the body to forget the routine that or the channel that you've set out for it. Carl, you're going to have a thought every time you try to meditate. But here's the beautiful thing about that, Carl. You won't have 15. In that one little window, a second, you won't have 15 like most of us, or you won't have a whole bunch of them. And they're going to come at you because that's what they do. And you're constantly, when you could chop them down from the 70 to the 20 to the 10 to the 5, the 4, the 3, 2, 1. Are you kidding? You only have one? Amazing. I'm admiring that. But you will get them. And then you forget about them after a while. And then you're in the midst of your meditation. You're right there. And when you forget about having that thought, the body is forgetting about the routine that you've trained it to have. You want to get to that point where you don't have that thought. And the one will pop up, but it won't be 20 in 2 seconds. It might be just one. And if you can slip between the last reminder of the last pop-up and this pop-up, that is a beautiful, beautiful place to be where the mind doesn't have anything to think about. Oh, you live for that. You live for that. And that's where we're trying to get to. But you're going to get a thought. And the minute you hit that good spot, there's another thought. Oh, did I turn off the stove? Oh, and there you go. But you have to allow that to pass. And all these little interjections, I'm just telling you my own thoughts in the midst of my meditation. As I'm in there, I hear these things and you have to let it go. And when you can catch yourself between that thought, one and A and B or one and two, that's the spot where you want that. Now you're feeling the groove and it doesn't last long. And this is why a lot of people who meditate for a long time wants to meditate for a long time, because it feels sensational to allow yourself to live between those two, the one that's just left and the next one that's coming. That's why we meditate. That's why we get to that sweet spot. That's why we meditate. So thank you for joining the show. I hope I explained that properly, Carl. And Monica, I hope I answered your question properly for meditation and how does it help. And I would strongly suggest for everybody out there who's hearing this, if you want to get on the path, you don't necessarily have to meditate. Just have a good mind, good person, be good, be humble. If it's not right, if it's not yours, don't take it. If it's not true, don't say it. If it's wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. Great place to be. If you tap into taking care of your health, taking care of who you are, be a happy person, learn to live the best that you can possibly be. When you get to that stage, you want to meditate. It is now calling you. Maybe even a physical phone call, I don't know, but it's coming to you. But first, you need to clean up, dress properly, stay healthy, be humble, be kind before you have that urge to want to do that. And when you get there with that state of mind or that physical condition, you will just fly like an eagle, as opposed to getting into that chair with the ill thoughts, oh, I should have killed the messenger or say all these bad things. You're making it more difficult for what is right and what is pure and what is amazing to come to you, because your mind is not there ready to receive. So before you get to the point of wanting to receive, clean up the house before you have guests. That's all I'm saying. Clean it up. This is how we practice what we do. Today, we're talking about resetting, and it's interesting. A lot of the calls that we're getting is sort of tying into it. And the meditation that we've been talking about, I hope that you will consider it. And this is another stage of what we're doing in trying to get you to live the best life and for you to understand how you could be the best self. We're trying to put the tool in your hand to do the necessary adjusting for your desire or your needs or your lifestyle. Take care of your health, take care of you, take care of everything that is great. That's what we're talking about. So we're saying you could reset, you could rewire, you could reprogram. And I said all these things before. You could reprogram, rewire, reset. How do you change the negativities or the bad things about your life that you're not happy with? Find out why you're doing it. And it might be just a subliminal memory, something from back there. You might be angry today from something that happened many years ago to you, or maybe you just heard a story about somebody else in the many generations ago, and you're carrying it, and it's not relevant. It doesn't serve you, but you may be thinking something very painful or hurtful from that memory way back there that's not doing anything for you today. This is why we have to do a bit of research as to why we're doing or saying or thinking the way we were thinking. And sometimes this information is given to you even when you're a child. When you're a child, when you're little, and you hold on to it. If you could bring yourself back there to remember not to hold on to it, or forget, teach the body not to react as if it's freshly delivered. You have to be able to reset yourself. And this is what we're talking about. It's okay. And I know you've heard otherwise, but it's actually okay to kill the messenger. I'm just saying that because you can. If the messenger is delivering bad news, you may not want to hear it. Get rid of him. Stop him from coming. Change the memory. Change the pattern. Change all the things that's making you not reap what you've sown. Change the farmer because he's planting something there for you that you're not happy with. Change that. The input, the message, what's being delivered to you, we're trying to change that. So you will definitely reap what has been sown for you or you've sown for yourself. So you plant carrots and you could guarantee 100% it's going to be carrots. Or imagine planting carrots and then you wake up and you found rocks. Or Band-Aids. Sure, they serve a purpose, but, you know, they're going to feed you. So my point being is we need to change. We need to press reset. And in order to press, to get the benefits of press and reset, you have to allow the body to forget the symmetrical pattern that it's a part of. Change your routine. You have to change and press reset. We're trying to get this accomplished. Press reset. So our show today is called Pressing Reset, and this is what we aim to do. Have we got anything else there?
None. No emails right now, folks. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Barrington Show. Write us in right now, instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you.
Thank you. So we're covering this whole topic, and again, we've had some emails in that talks about meditation, and that's our source. Now, everything that we do is we're doing it by memory. okay, the jobs we do, the schoolings we've got, the schooling that we've done, the education we're doing, the whole educational process, actually, if you want to listen, if you want to pay attention to that, it's just forcing you to remember stuff. Okay? A lot of what you do today and the schooling that you went through and everything that you've done to where you are today, being an electrician, being a radio host, being whatever it is that you're doing, at some point, the course you took was training you, forcing you to remember things, stuff, all of it. It's just forcing you to remember stuff. And if you had to write an exam at the end of that course, a lot of it was based on, so what did you remember? Never about what you've learned. It's what did you remember? Well, I remembered how to put this over here and put that wheel on that and put this on. That's what I remembered, and that's what the exam was asking me. So the entire educational system, as we know it, is forcing you from grade one, kindergarten, until whenever you decide to not go, how to remember things. Because all of that forcing you how to remember things will get you a great job, and then you'll remember to pay your portion to those who have trained you to become a good, humble, trained person. You're remembering how to do things. And then we're talking to the about trying to reset. You may not want to remember how to do things because you're forced in a pattern, a design, like somebody picked you up and clump you on top of a parallel train track and says, go. And that's it. You'll do it from day one till you finish, until you're too tired. Then you're bumped off and the next train or next person behind you takes up that run. Where was life? What point was life? When was that moment that you were between the thought that just left and before the one that comes, so you can feel that good spot of living? You're too busy on a parallel track. Because you're forced to remember stuff. You have to remember a lot of things to be a lawyer or to be the plumber or to be the guy who sweeps the street or cleans the toilet. You have to remember a lot of things about that, which is fine. It makes society work. But as long as you acknowledge the fact that you're on this parallel track without any deviation, unless something disastrous happened, like somebody, you know, blow up the tracks or whatever, you can assure you're just going to run that routine. Trained. Run that routine, trained. Wake up, everybody. Just wake up. Stand back, take a look, wake up. If I'm being trained, yes, I need to feed the kids and pay the mortgage. Yeah, and have my cup of coffee in the morning, because that's what I do. I need to be able to afford that. I get all this stuff, but then I am programmed to follow this dance until the end of my days. And the faster I run, of course, the quicker I run out of running power, steam, energy. And I tell myself at this stage, I'm going to put away a lot of money. So when I'm finished my running, I still can enjoy my life. Yeah, good luck with that. We are forced to remember things from day one until the end. And now we're saying that you can change the pattern. And I hope I'm not going all over the place with everybody. You have the ability to change things. Wake up, everybody. Wake up. That's what we talk about. From the minute you were in some preschool training program, something, you are being forced to remember things. Why do we need to remember things? Well, you got to remember how to do your job and how to get to the job and get home and how to make a pie. That's, I think, if you're a pie maker. But we're still being forced to remember things. And it serves others better than it does us, because it allows us to fall in this track of becoming that person where you will stay until the days are no more, or till you're too old to go forth. We are being forced to remember things. Is that how it should be? Do you think we need to remember? And the things that we're being taught sort of takes us off the path of where we should be. And I get it. You want to live here. This is the condition in which you have to pay this price and make this sacrifice for you to live here. I get that. And if you don't want to be here, that's fine. Here in this sector of the world, I don't mean here on the planet. As far as it goes, I do know you do have a choice. You can leave this planet whenever you so choose. And I don't mean by, you know, those other morbid methods. I'm simply meaning that you could willfully go to sleep and not wake up. You have that choice. You do have that choice. But while you're here, the life is yours. You're here for a reason. We're on a path. And the path is going to lead us to the place that is going to give us the most happiness. And it doesn't involve somebody training us to live a certain way. Yes, I get that we have to be tolerant of one another. We have to love thy neighbor. And yes, by ourselves, we'll do just fantastic. But we're still being trained and forced to remember things. I mean, they call it education. That's fine. What was it before that? And how did we live for many, many millions of years without it? Because it was being taught by the physical act of another man. And we weren't talking anyways. So we couldn't lie to each other and try to tell you how much better I am than you. We don't have that. We didn't have that ability. But somewhere along the way, somebody figured out if you train him to do this or them to do that, they could do it for us. And then you're managing people's time. And we're not benefiting from it. Not all of us. Not all of us. You have the ability to make that change. You have the ability to press a button and do a reset. That's what we encourage people to do. Have we got anything else there, Gary?
We actually do. Let's see. Angie wrote in, and she does want to know the information about your book. So we'll leave that up to you. Thank you, Angie. Frank writes in and he says, I am interested in meditation. Is it better to meditate day or night? I think he means in the day or night. That's from Frank. And lastly, Jay writes in and he says, you may have answered this on your show before, but I'm very curious about the history of your name.
Okay. And that was Jay. Thank you.
That was Jay. Back to you.
Let's talk about the Frank and meditation. You want to know if we think you're trying to say day or night. Meditation is at any time you can, my friend. Anytime you have a minute to sit still, anytime you have that ability to just empty the brain, empty the mind, relax, take it easy. Could be the middle of your drive at the stop sign, at the stoplight. Just don't pee off the ones behind you, but be mindful of what you're doing. You can meditate anytime you want. There is no better time. All that exists in the world exists everywhere in the world. So at nighttime, it seems to be a little bit more quiet. So you're probably able to focus a little bit easier. Focus will be done a lot more direct. You're not going to see anything. The reason we close your eyes is because we don't want you to be distracted by what you see. And if you could find a nice quiet room, we don't want you to be distracted by what you may hear. So what we're saying is find yourself a nice quiet place. And it doesn't matter where it is. It'll be a lot easier to follow your meditation guide, you know, in a peace and tranquil place, maybe in a church, as opposed to the guy who's running the jackhammer. Doesn't matter when you do it, as long as you do it. That's what matters. Oh, the book. Somebody asking about my book. The email, the website, sorry, is HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. You could find that book there if that's what you're looking for. And I want to tell everybody about this amazing book. I've had it in my library for years, and I just stumbled onto it this weekend, As a Man Thinketh. And I can't remember the guy's first name. It's David No, Allen. His last name is Allen. And it's an amazing book, As a Man Thinketh. And I've been trying to remember his last name since I've been sitting here talking to you, and it's not coming. It really just talks about what you could project through your own method of thoughts. That's what it is. I get somebody calling me all the time asking about the origin of my name. I showed up here. They gave it to me. I think McLeod is from somewhere. It's pretty self-explanatory, if that's what you're asking about. Barrington is a first name, and I think it's quite from another place in the world. I'm not sure. It was given to me, and I haven't given it much thought. I love it, though, and it does sound amazing for me. Thank you very much for that, request. We're talking about resetting. We're coming to the end of our show. Every once in a while, we get these calls that throws us off the show. And a lot of the times I don't find them relevant, but I'm here for you. You're here for me. Let's all try to do it properly and do the show as we're supposed to do. Thank you very much. Resetting your abilities to reset, to reconnect, to redo it all over again is what we're talking about. Everybody has that ability to step in and try to get their method of life, the best self for themselves. That's what we're trying to get, the best self. How do you attain this? First, you got to clean up the shop. You got to make yourself a humble person. If you're looking around you and it's confusing or it's chaotic or it's and it's messy, there's a good chance that's what's going on within you. So clean up your environment. Take good care of the number one, which is your body. That's the vehicle that carries you all the way around. Okay? You will have to be on your best to create the best. Don't be shooting yourself down by thinking that you're lesser. Be on your best self. If you got to live your spirit, everything that you hope to accomplish in life will come from the desire or the interest you put towards it. And if you're thinking positive towards it, you're flying. And if you're thinking anything other than positive towards it, you're dragging your feet and you may not make it. And all of it just comes to you by the way of a thought. You just have to have the desire to want to make that change. And I've been saying that all night. We're going to press all afternoon. We're going to press reset. And don't allow the influences that was given to us as a child be the boss of us as an adult. You have that ability to change it. And this is why we're saying, we're requesting, we're suggesting that you go out and try to do the reset. Meditate. Spend the next couple of months of your life learning how to do it. And once you've got it, you will understand. It is like, I can't express this enough. It's like the doctor in the bottle, but it's a real doctor free in the world that's going to cure all these issues with you. Practice all you can. And once you said, we had a caller email in today that said, how does it help? And that I do understand a lot of us come to the show. You're new to the show. You're new to the ideas. You're new to spirituality, which we haven't said a lot about. But when we hear those questions such as, how does it help? I just want to say, oh, my God, are you being serious? You know, that's what I want to say. But I do understand, not to insult anybody or to put them, you know, belittle them in any way at all. I'm simply saying that this walk, this journey, the way to look at our lives, this is the platform you want to stand on, because it reflects on you being the best you. Look within you. And this idea of the spiritual world, the meditation, all that there is guiding you to find your best self. Thank you, everybody. You've listened to Barrington for the last hour. I appreciate it. We're leaving you now, but we'll join you real soon. Next week. Enjoy the week and take care.
you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.